We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There is a lot of concern from residents about what this quarantine in New York State really means. So, you know, if you've traveled to the Carolinas or Florida, you have to come back and quarantine for 2 weeks. How does that impact employers, and are they obligated to abide by this, I guess, mandate from the Cuomo administration?
The employers do have a duty to ensure the safety of all of the workers in their workplaces. So to that extent, they do have to make sure that if they are aware an employee has traveled to one of the states that are on the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut list of travel advisory states, that they make sure the employee does not come into the workplace for 14 days since their last time of contact with that state that's on the travel advisory list.
Now, you did make it clear that if they're aware, so if an employee was to hide the fact that they went to Florida and then came back and perhaps infected someone in the building, would the if the employer proved that they didn't know about their employees' travel plans, would they be on the hook for that?
I think there's going to be a line drawn there, and that would depend on how long a period of time the employee is basically missing from the workplace. If it's across a weekend, then the employer doesn't necessarily have any way of knowing or monitoring what their employees do over the course of a weekend, for example. If the employee is going to be using vacation or PTO time and is going to be gone for several days, then the employer should make an inquiry as to whether or not the employee is expecting to travel to any of the states on the advisory as it exists as of that particular point in time.
Someone who travels to Florida, do you know of any legal process for someone who comes back and the government finds out that they're not quarantining like they've been recommended to do?
There are potential penalties that are indicated in the state advice on the travel advisories, and it indicates that you could be subject to fines of up to $10,000 for not complying with the voluntary, as they're calling it, quarantine. Basically, there's nobody out there policing in general. They do have the ability to do that. They are asking travelers who are returning, particularly on air flights from any of the affected areas, to fill out a form as to where they are going to be quarantining. There is nothing to stop the state from using its manpower to check to see if people are actually staying at home and if you are found out and about when you should be in that 14-day period of quarantine, then you potentially are subject to a fine. I will indicate that I've not heard this happening as of yet, but it's pretty clear from the direction the state is going in, from the governor's comments, that they do mean business, and it looks like they are going to attempt to take some stronger efforts to make sure people are in compliance. I think we saw that yesterday with the issuance of the form for people to fill out before they disembark from a flight if they're traveling from one of these states, which now we're up to 22 as of a couple hours ago. And if you basically leave the airport without providing the information as to where you're going to be staying, then you are subject to a $2,000 fine.
All right. Do you anticipate this being a major problem? Like, obviously, you've said that you haven't heard anything to this point of people being fined for perhaps disobeying the mandate. Do you anticipate that the state will become more or less serious about this in the coming weeks?
I think they're going to become more serious, just given the fact that we've expanded in the past 2 weeks when the travel advisory was first issued from a few states to now we are up to 22 as of today. And I think the more cases are rising in other states, and New York is keeping its numbers down, I'm anticipating that we are seeing right now a number of warnings that are being issued to people to let them know that the state is taking this seriously and that they're going to be taking a very close watch. I think right now what we're seeing is more of an educational warning system to let people know they need to take this seriously. As far as how the state would go about enforcing it, I think the only way to do it in large respects would be to, they would have to have state police or local law enforcement go and check on people. Now, the other thing that they did institute is there is an online form for people to report other individuals that they know travel to one of those states and are not basically staying at home. So they have also instituted a means by which people can basically patrol their neighbors and their friends and report other people.
Got it. And what's your best advice to employers to make sure that they kind of stay out of the, you know, I guess potential lawsuits if things were to go awry between them and employees? What's your best advice for how they can go about making sure these mandates are enforced at their own company-wide level?
I think the first line of defense for an employer is to update your leave of absence policies to reflect the travel advisories, even if it's issued as an interim policy change, to let the employers know that the company and employer takes the travel advisory seriously, that it intends to protect its workforce and the safety of its employees as much as is possible, and that employees are expected to advise if they have traveled to one of the states that are on the advisory list, and that they could be subject to discipline if they do not let the employer know that they traveled to one of these areas and the employer subsequently becomes aware of that. The key part of the travel advisory is that employers need to give their employees prior notice that this is going to be an issue if they travel to one of the areas. And the best way to do that is to update your travel, your leave policy to make sure the employees know that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.